So there are words that hold certain meaning to us, words that can inspire us, words that can sum up our emotions, words that perfectly convey what we want to say. And there's also words that are fun to say, like from Mary Poppins, the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. That's very hard to spell, but once you break it apart, it's pretty easy to say. And there's words that can be intriguing, those that we seek to understand what they fully mean to us, that they change in their meanings year after year, after generations that can change, that we want to understand better so we can grasp them. Words like righteousness, like sanctification, those words that, like I said, they change after a time. And the word this week that I discovered and was like, ooh, that's a good word, was paradoxical, which means seemingly absurd or self-contradicting. I was like, oh, that's a good word to kind of describe when you look at the whole Beatitudes, because this is part of what they call the Beatitudes before the Sermon on the Mount. And we get this, in this Sunday, we get the blessings that do at times seem kind of contradictory to our society, to our own lives. But once we examine what Christ is saying in this first part, we see that we can begin to grasp or understand what Christ was getting at. That moment where he's still shaking the snow globe. We have that visual of shaking that snow globe of our understanding and flipping it up so that at first it's kind of blurry, but then it becomes clear as the snow settles around us. And as we examine our relationships and our identities in our community that we are building around God's word, around Christ, these begin to make more sense. And as we are reading this first part of the Beatitudes, it starts with a blessing. It's, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And it goes on about the meek, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, those who are persecuted, those that as we proclaim this good news that Christ is with us, God is amongst us, that will be persecuted, that shout all kinds of evil falsely, that in those moments are when we are blessed. Like I said, it can be contradictory to what we want to be at times. But part of that is that when we get flipped, our understanding can become clearer. When we have that reliance that God is with us in those moments, that can build our reassurance that this too we can get through. That when we feel just, woe is me, our spirit is so lowly, that we're struggling to find the light that is above us, that is around us, that is when God's love just pours into us, that reassurance that we are not alone. When we are mourning and crying over losses that we experience, not only new losses, but losses that stay with us, that were impactful in our lives, that's when we can take comfort that God's arms are surrounding us, that God is beside us crying on our behalf. When those times we just are so, when we feel like we can't hardly move. When we're meek and unafraid in our meekness, that's when Christ walks. That's when we know that those attitudes that we take as disciples of Christ, as journeying with Christ in those moments, that those are the times that we find those lights, that we know that we are walking in the right way, that discipleship, being a disciple, has a cost. It's not going to be fame and glory and riches. It's going to be those moments where we can reach the outcast, those who aren't the normal that we reach out to, that those are the moments that we are doing great things. And it's those moments that we don't have pride or know-it-all, that we can come to God unassuming. We can come to God anticipating the next steps that we might take. That we can be emphasizing our relationships with one another, building on those bonds that we have that build up our community, that build our relationships, that give us strength that we can go out and talk to those outside of our bubble, that we can reach across the divides and learn and grow and see all that God is calling us to be. And it's those willingness to see the others, the point of views that are different than our own, to not be quick to defend our own spot, but to be able to listen and engage in a meaningful way. And with this, and with these attitudes that we are to take, and as we go into the woes next week, it's that Christ is seeking the reconciliation, the bringing both parts together, from those who are estranged, to bring them back into the fold, to bring them back into community, to show them love, to show them grace, to show them those things that we're freely given, not only to us, but to those outside. And to teaching not only ourselves, but to teach others that there is the cost of discipleship, as Bonhoeffer wrote in this powerful book, that says that is those, when we take those attitudes of the meek, of the mourning, of the hungering, thirsting for righteousness, those are the moments that we can do great things. That God, it's not through our power that those things happen, but it's through God empowering us. And to remember that the blessing is not in the suffering, but is in the promised outcome. It's in the drawing closer in our reliance of God. It's in the relationship in the community that we are part of that nourishes us in our relationships. And it's allowing Christ to flip our understanding of the world we live in so that we can see the great and mighty things that God is doing within it. Amen.